Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Commitment to Courage, the show that inspires you to choose a life of victory. Call in at 347-637-2274. Now here is your host, the woman you've been hearing about, Pauline Victoria.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on Commitment to Courage. I'm so excited to have you here today. It has been a while since I've had a new show, and I apologize to my listeners, my loyal listeners, for that. But I did want to come back and just interview another guest and make some big announcements on my show. And I did post on my Facebook fan page at Pauline Victoria on Facebook that I did have some big announcements coming. So before we hopefully get to our guest, hopefully she's on. Yes, she is, and we will get to her in a minute. But before we do that, I did want to let you guys in on some big announcements that are going on with me right now and the reason why I haven't had any new episodes recently. I have actually been working really hard with my new business partner, Kelly Frazier, on a blog site and another radio show called Living Beyond Limitations. Living Beyond Limitations is actually focused for people with physical challenges. And, you know, I actually wrote about it to my email list. So if you are interested in staying in contact with me and learning more about what's happening with me and following me, you can go to my website at PaulineVictoria.com. That's PaulineVictoria.com and sign up. And I will keep in touch with you. And, of course, you can keep in touch with me. I'd love to get the responses I do. But going back to what I'm doing now, Living Beyond Limitations, like I said, is aimed at people with physical challenges and helping them live beyond the limitations that they perceive that is holding them back from living the life they truly desire and really fulfilling their purpose. I struggled with this decision for a while because I really didn't position myself to aim for the disability niche, although I do have obvious physical challenges being born without arms and legs. But I never felt like I was disabled. And when people would come to me and they feel sorry for me or pity me, I didn't understand that mindset because I never took on the victim role. And that just wasn't part of my essence. And so it was a very difficult thing for me to not be able to identify with other people with disabilities. But after a long conversation with God, I did realize that I was made for a specific purpose. And saying yes to this journey of spreading an inspirational message to everybody was only half of it. The other half was to embrace that identity of being disabled, or that part of me of being disabled for so long, and understanding that even though I do have these physical challenges, that does not make me a victim, and understanding that it is because of my disability that I am able to experience how strong I am, how determined I am, and bring me to a place where I can spread a message of inspiration. So I would encourage you to, if you or anyone you know has physical challenges, and even if you don't have physical challenges, you know, we all have some sort of disability of one kind or another that is limiting our abilities to live the life we desire. And a lot of those are rooted in our belief systems, our limiting belief systems. So maybe this, although it's aimed for physically challenged, you know, maybe you'll get some insight here. So please go to livingbeyondlimitations.com. And we are actually, Kelly and I actually co-host a show on Motivational Radio. That's an internet radio station out of New Zealand. Let me tell you, we are so excited because what we're being reported about is that there are about 8 to 10 million listeners on motivational radio worldwide. And so we have, you know, a great platform, and I have the ability to impact people in bigger ways there. So I would love for you to join me over there at Living Beyond Limitations at 7 p.m. Eastern on motivational radio. And especially this Friday, you know, we're going to be making some announcement there. I don't want to give it away here before that show airs. So listen, tune in on Motivational Radio. You can go to motivational-radio.com. Again, that's motivational-radio.com. And at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be making an announcement of what's coming up for Living Beyond Limitations, which is what I am really excited about. And it is related to our vision in fulfilling the purpose of helping people live beyond their limitations. So I know I'm going to get off my soapbox here so I can make some room for my exciting guest. But before we do that, I want to give the affirmation of the day. This is something that I instilled in Commitment to Courage, that we start out with an affirmation, and I really enjoy that. So we'll go ahead and do that. The affirmation for today is, I am a source of transformation and light now. I am a source of transformation and light now. So soak that up, embed that into your being, because I think that is, you know, it's a great segue into the guest that I have on right now. You know, I'm really excited because this is her second appearance on Commitment to Courage. And so we'll be able to get an update of what she's been up to since we last interviewed her in August. And we'll also get to an insight into what she is up to right now. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest. Her name is Dr. Princess Odelia. She is a minister, practitioner. I don't know if she's still a current doctorate student or if she's graduated since we've last spoke, but we'll ask her. She's a speaker and author who wrote the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth Your Purpose. She also hosts her own radio show and is CEO and founder of Fit for the Journey to Purpose Enterprises, Inc., which supports the Bountiful Opportunities Group, whose mission is and purpose is to help billions of adults and youth birth their purpose step by step. In 2010, Princess Odelia started the movement to world peace and true purpose by founding the Global World Peace and True Purpose Development Summit, and the 10-year pre-summit tour where she leads the True Purpose team around the world to ignite world peace and true purpose, which is what she defines as total fulfillment spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially in the lives of billions of people. She affirms that billions of lives will be changed. And, you know, I'm so excited because I am also part of the True Purpose team, and so she is a great leader to lead this movement, and I'm so excited to be a part of it and be able to help spread the message that she is spreading now. So, Princess Odelia, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I am so happy to be here, and I'm so happy for your courage. I must say first, thank you so much for being such an inspiration to so many different people, including me. It's phenomenal, and I also am very, very grateful that you move toward your life's true purpose, which is helping individuals who are disabled, and it's just such an inspiration of how you have taken on the approach of the power of the mind, and how you had to come to some term that you had a disability. That is so phenomenal. You're just awesome. I just want to say,
thank you. Well, you know what? It was interesting because it was like in a week's time, I kept getting signs of things that kept coming up, and including you. You know, you mentioned that you had met someone with a physical challenge, and they were really playing. They were really living up to the victim role in the world. And so, it just signs within, like one after another, in a week's period of time, just kept happening. And you know, I truly believe that when we are called to a higher calling or a higher purpose. I mean, it just won't let you escape. It'll just haunt you, and it will come at you like darts.
Yeah.
So, you know, you were part of that transformation for me in helping me fulfill my purpose. So, you know what? You're doing it right within your team, too. So that's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, this is my soul's purpose. That was the reason that I came, to this earth was for this mission here. And as for you and for everyone else that is on the True Purpose team, our mission is to serve the world. But also for everyone who's listening and those that are here and abroad, our soul desires to fulfill its true purpose. And unless we answer to that call that's deep within, we will live a life of restlessness and one that is not consistent of total happiness and fulfillment. And that's what we want to bring about. It's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even just sharing from my own experience, until I said the full yes to this part of the journey, you know, I even though I was on the right path in a way, doing the inspirational speaking, as a thought leader and, you know, just in general, marketing it to, quote, unquote, everybody, which is marketing suicide, but I was doing that, you know, I still felt lost. And so this really gives me a laser focus, and I think that's how it works, is that when you are laser focused, then it feels you have, there is a purpose. You can really, it's almost tangible.
Oh, yes, it is absolutely awesome. And you know what? When we're thinking about our life and how it evolved, I've even watching you evolve over the last couple of years now. It's so phenomenal how in the beginning, as we yearn to discover what our life true purpose is, we go through many different things. Many people cross our paths to really give us lessons, but in fact, we think that there's one reason that we're here, and then as we continue on the path, our true purpose is further cultivated and defined, and it becomes very clear to us at some point. And that's what I believe has happened with you. You now it's clear. That means
yes.
That you're well into the second period of your spiritual pregnancy.
Oh, good. Yes. Moving forward, moving up and moving forward.
So. Yes.
And I know last time you were here in August, you actually went through the different phases of spiritual pregnancy. And, you know, I love the analogy you make between physical pregnancy and spiritual pregnancy. I mean, it's just so beautiful. I mean, my heart just glows with that, just thinking about it. And, you know, for people that didn't get to listen to that radio show in August, maybe would you mind, before we go into what it is what has transpired since you've come last time, just maybe briefly go into the four different periods for our listeners?
I would love to, because, you know, knowing is half the battle. I tell people all the time that it's very easy, a very easy process to discover what your life's true purpose is, believe it or not. And I always invite individuals to this one prayer or statement out to the universe: let whatever your desire is for my life become strongly my desire. And I say that because there are a lot of individuals who are really unclear and they can't seem to focus because of the almost anxieties as a result of the unclarity. So when you pray that prayer, whatever your desire is regarding my life, or if you want to say my life true purpose, or my husband, my relationship, just make it my life. Let it become strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed, and so it is. Now, with that statement, I enter into the process with that statement, because from that, either immediately or in a very short time, even a couple of days or so, you will become very clear of what it is, that the direction that you are to take at that time. And there will be no more question. You will not continue to waver once you pray that and release it. Now, when you do that, that's the easy part. So I say, yeah, it's easy. That part is. The challenging part is the process, because after that, now, you know, you might as well say all hell breaks loose, you know. So in your life, when there is transition, there is altercation. There are things that must be put in alignment so that you can be in alignment with the process, with the direction that you're going. But when you don't understand the process, as I describe a spiritual pregnancy, it can become very, very difficult for people to see it as a process, and under no uncertain terms that obviously they've made a wrong turn or decision in their life. So very briefly, the first period, which is described as the pruning of self, the objective is to let go. So in that period, there are certain symptoms, as I described, depression, uneasiness, anxieties, which are also associated with fear. The objective, again, is to let go. Many people don't want to let go, and that may include your husband, your relationship, your job, your house, your car, whatever it is. Your belief system, the whatever it is, your religious position, whatever it is the objective to let go. Something is holding you back. Now, once you do let go and you make it through the traumatic experience that many do experience, and it is also just like in the natural pregnancy, as we were talking about earlier, natural pregnancy is such that you, in the first trimester, a woman may go through what they describe as hyperemesis, where she's constantly regurgitating, and she can't hold down food. Well, as her body becomes hormonally adjusted to the process that she is about to go through so that she can birth this baby, she regurgitates, and her body releases it without her control, and the same thing happens in the spirit. So, also, just like in the natural, the second period comes about, and there is a burst of clarity. You get this burst of clarity, and you say, wow, I got it. I'm on the money now. You're excited about it. It's great feeling. You don't feel depressed anymore. You're starting to hold your head up a little bit. You have finally let go or come to terms with what it is that you had to do to move on in this process. But many still don't know it as a specific process, so they're just winging it, you know. So I think I'd much rather know, don't you? It's like, can I just at least know what's going on? So in the second period, you have the burst of clarity. In that burst of clarity, what typically happens that presents a challenge in the entire process or the delivery of one actually coming to experience their life of true purpose, it is that they feel that they should do the traditional process as it relates to what they have been guided or they feel in their gut to do. They feel they're feeling intuitively guided to do. They immediately take the direction for implementation to the books, to people, to the professionals. They seek outside, and then it becomes an external journey, not one that is from within. And that poses a situation. It poses a non-favorable response to one's life. So we end up being concerned and feeling as though we've made the wrong turn, and which is why we go down one road and we end up having to turn around. And, you know, when you're in the spirit process and there's not something physically tangible to attach your journey to, hey, when you're going down one road and have to turn around, it's a pretty difficult turnaround, okay? So it's important for us to stay within. So the objective in the second period, as it is listening and following instructions, is to be guided. It is the catalyst for us making it through the entire process. So in that catalyst, we have to listen. We have to not talk so much, not share everything that comes to us that says, okay, well, this is coming to mind. Well, do you know what? The other day I had this or that coming to me. Do you think that makes sense? You can't do that, because what is in the spirit, in the natural, it seems very foolish. So you have to be careful, and it is for you to gain strength in spirit, period. So it's it is the catalyst. It's the easiest period of all. It's so light. You know, you're putting things together. You're feeling a light load now. It's exciting. Then there's delivery prepping for labor, and I'm going to push it up very quickly here and do this in 2 minutes. Can I grab 2 minutes?
Oh, of course. Go ahead.
So in the third period, that's described as delivery prepping for labor. In the first part, you're pretty excited, because in the second period, you've really put some things together. You're really becoming strong within. You're becoming that positive thinker. You're starting to trust your instincts a lot more, and it is great. You're seeing some pieces of pie come together. It's all coming together, pieces of the puzzle. They're all coming together now. Well, at the end of it, and it's very common for a person to feel as though it's taking too long. Because at the end, this is where most people feel, I've already built the business. I'm near completion of the book. I've done what I had to do. My plans are in order. Let's pump this baby out. That's what happens. Nothing different than with a woman, you know. You know, we're at the end, we're at the 8th, 9th month, and it's like, come on, man, you know. I know me. I'm telling you, I know me. I was running up and down stairs, jogging extra and all kind of stuff. You know, I was taking Castorol, using old remedies, all kind of things, you know. You've been in the jungle for a long time, and you're ready to get out. You feel that you have done all that you need to do. The pieces of the pie are there. So now it's very common for there to be anxiety and anxiousness and expectations of people and things, when in fact, you're not near there yet. You're almost there, but you've got a ways to go. And it is actually going to become more challenging at the end, much more challenging. So you will make it through, and you will seek prayer and guidance from individuals at the end of the third period, when you have worked hard, you are listening to the spirit within, you are doing those things. Then there's labor and manifestation. And there are four phases in the period of manifestation. At the end, wherein which you have, in fact, the doors are open on your business, the book is already out, you're getting interviews, you're doing everything that you wanted to do, your nursery is open that you wanted, your practice, whatever it is, you are done. You see it, and you have also received activity. But there is something further that must take place when you are on the final process, transition, the ultimate transition that will take you into your life's true purpose, where you are living life to the full and serving. You will then have to, that's where the transformation comes. But you can't transcend to the limits beyond until you have been transformed. and that is that you have come about a new perspective. That means the non-authenticity of you is removed. And for that to happen, you will learn patience, you will learn compassion, you will learn as patience is to long suffer without complaint. You will learn to just be. You will learn to live now successfully. You will learn to be the spirit that you are in its totality without any exception to the rule. You will be transformed in the final spiritual pregnancy that will take you and catapult you to that transcendent state of living life to the full and serving. And there are four phases, and that is the completion of rest, and then you will go through hell, a hell experience. And it is a tough one at the end. As a matter of fact, my heart goes out for many people that, you know, talk to me, and because I can see where people are. And it is tougher than the first period. But it is a different tough because you are mentally in a different state. You are spiritually on another level. In spirit, you are realizing, you understand the power of the mind and the power of thought. So you will wrestle with that, and it's all good. You're going to go back and forth, and you will make a conscious effort to keep your mind, a conscious, and you will have to do that. So I'm going to leave it alone. I think I went over 2 minutes. So,
oh, no, that's okay. You know, when you were talking, first of all, I really like that you have to transform before you transcend. I love that. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you realize that it all begins with you. It has to start with you. And, you know, the other thing that came to mind when you were talking was, you know, what is the purpose, per se, of having the, it's almost like you're walking between heaven and hell while you're going through this spiritual pregnancy, you know, the jungle and paradise, you know, it's like that fine line because, why must all that take place?
Because we have to transform. And in order for us to transform, from the greatest sorrow comes the greatest joy. You will never know, as I experienced and I shared with you on quite a few occasions, talking of homelessness, talking of going back to the state of having to live with somebody, and it seemed like I was in a worse state than what I was when I went through the process. I'm thinking, I'm done with the process. I'm out of the journey. Now what? Well, at the end of the journey, when you come to the end, you have got to ignite your soul's desire is to come back to itself, its true self, which is spirit, which you are beyond what is here in the human, the world, in this world, for you to realize as you, even in your life now, Pauline, you've done it successfully, and you will learn it even greater, that it's not, you are a spirit first. You are a spirit. Just as Jesus said, so as I've done, you will do also and greater. We've got to come to that. So to do that, as also one of the greatest teachers, Jesus showed us. He didn't show us to tell us we have to go through it. He showed us to show us, listen, in this human state, I will endure the greatest pain. I will stand when I should fall. Because I have been smitten so much, my flesh is hanging off of my bones. But I'm going to show you that in spirit, through that, there is such power, and you will rise, and you will then experience the heaven experience that we were created to experience in this life, if you choose to. But it's a choice. So we must go through it, and we don't escape it. We have to.
Yeah. Yes, and I think, you know, it's interesting because what came to mind as you were speaking so passionately right now is that I think because, you know, just always, as I'm listening to you, I'm trying to, like, relate it to me, and, you know, I hope our listeners are doing the same for themselves as they're listening to us talk, relate it back to your life. But for me, it's like maybe that's why I didn't I don't respond to my disability as a part of who I am, because I'm so focused on the spiritual, my spirit, that
yeah.
and that's what people recognize, is they recognize the whole and complete spirit, and the body is secondary. And when we can take note of that, and we can really take ownership that we are spiritual beings first, then the human experience just fortifies our spirit. It's kind of like the iron to the fire, makes us stronger.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would love to, you know, for anybody, you know, that is interested more in Princess Odelia and what she's up to right now, you can go to bountifulgroup.com. Again,
uh-huh.
that is that correct?
It's bountifulgroup.com, and also to find out more about the process and to see just a little snippet, I think it goes up to period three that I shared some information on spiritualpregnancy.info.
Okay, so spiritualpregnancy.info and bountifulgroup.com. And, of course, you know, Princess Odelia was on my show back in August. I believe it was August 2nd. So if you are interested in hearing her speak about it, we did do a lengthy interview about spiritual pregnancy in depth there. So I did want to ask you, you know, okay, well, so let's back up real quick. You created the World Peace and True Purpose Tour to support your purpose of helping millions of people birth their purpose.
Billions.
And,
billions.
Thank you for correcting me. And, you know, I think that's so awesome. It's like rather than people come to you, you'll go to them. And so you actually kicked it off in August, and that's why, you know, we had you on in August to help kick that off. And so tell us a little bit about what's been going on since then.
Wow, so much. And if you go to the site now, you can see there are a lot of updates to 2011, where in which we're pretty much we're booking up very fast. We've got a long list for 2011, dates solid, and countries and states that are also inquiring. We have, first of all, which we're going to have a two-purpose team meeting, but we have in Detroit, for starters, began to go to discuss with certain schools to reach out to them so that we can help with the parents, the teachers, and the children as it relates to their mindset and family. We have been asked to come to Nigeria May 17th through the 19th. I wish that I would have printed off the list because I can't remember all, but we will be going there. We were also, I was called last week by a Nigerian, Dr. Marcel, who has indicated that they are going to award myself and Bountiful Opportunities Group an African Leadership of Excellence Award based on the World Peace True Purpose Movement.
Wow.
And he said that is like the Grammys of America. So I'm putting together, he asked me to put together an acceptance speech for this, to accept this award that will be there. The event is December 16th of 2010. And I am so elated about that because the word is getting out. They're very excited and getting ready to go very public with it. So we've been in great communication as well. South Africa, we were moved from this year to next year because of the World Cup taking place in South Africa, and it was kind of a conflicting time. We're also going to North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, and we have also been asked to come to Haiti and to also set up an office in Haiti. I met with a liaison, a Haitian liaison, just a few weeks ago. And they're very excited about us getting with the community of Haiti so that we can actually bring about this event there. And just like it will be in Nigeria, where we will be marching and we will be holding a great forum there, it is just exciting. We've even been told that we will be housed and escorted. It's going to be an awesome event in Nigeria, and as well we will be going to London. So we have several. Just visit online bountifulgroup.com. We are wanting to really go about and touch the hearts of the people, and not only just come there and just leave a residue. We want to bring and ignite a transformation wherever we go, so that lives can really, they can see a change and have all of the tools and resources inside and out to go forth with what they have to do. So it's been really, 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 really busy, you know, really busy.
Yeah, so, really, you know, I know you kicked off the True Purpose Tour in August in Detroit, Michigan. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about that experience? Because, you know, that'll give them an idea of what they can expect when we all come to a city near them. So.
Yeah, and we're also going to be here. You know, there's an event, a transformational forum this Friday.
Yes, we're going to be announcing all that information. So, you know, I want people to
stay
tuned, because we are going to be announcing what's coming up right now in the immediate future. But, the August event, I just wanted to get some insight from your perspective of what transpired and the lives that were changed and just the testimonials that people were giving you.
Oh, it was so transformational. We started off with a march on that Friday, and it was just life transformational, really going out on the streets of downtown Detroit and talking to the people, the homeless people, to the workers, the people that were coming out for lunch, the professionals, and sitting down and igniting inspiration and also insight on another level. Because what we found was that a lot of people, 99% of the people that we asked, are you happy? And some would say, well, yeah, you know, whatever you expect, and, you know, however, you know, as good as to be expected. I mean, I'm like, okay, so is that all you want? You know, that's it? Well, you know, you can't expect more, because, I mean, this is life. We're living here. We're in the real world. I said, oh, really? Okay. Well, we need to bring about some change. And it was just great to see that individuals were actually listening and desiring to know more, where there were times, even after the march was over, I stayed until like 9:45 at night, and it started at 8:00 in the morning, and just walking on a very hot day. And there were times I sat down at certain tables, and we had talks for a while, and there was actually change in individuals in tears as they were experiencing that, wow, there is something better. And I can't actually, in fact, come to realize my life's true purpose, but and giving them some understanding of what that is and how important that is. So that was great. And then on Saturday, we had the seminars and workshop at Wayne County Community College. And I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. Dr. Terry Ford introed us into the point of the event, the True Purpose event, which was great. And we had the health panel. We had individuals that were coming in that they didn't even know about the event, because we didn't have a whole lot of publicity, actually. And individuals were coming in and leaving saying, I cannot believe this. Some of the speakers, a couple of them were tearing as they were speaking and saying, please excuse me, because I didn't expect this. And they experienced and became very clear of their life's true purpose. So it was phenomenal. And there's a show on August 19th on BTR, and it aired on the Jay Rouse Show, which I'm also on that show. I'm a co-host on the Jay Rouse Show, but you have to keep the hyphen J, you know, hyphens between the Jay Rouse Show, and J is just the letter J. But if you go to August 19th, you can hear it. And also, what am I saying? You can go to bountifulgroup.com. The show is on there. Click on it, August 19th, and you can hear just a few people that shared what their experience was and how a week later after the event, they said they were still high off of that prior weekend. It was transformational.
Wow.
It was awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah,
awesome.
You know, my journey of going to seminars and, you know, just meetings of groups of like-minded people only started, you know, last year. And to literally, when you go to these types of events, you can, like, it's the love is tangible. You can touch it, you can see it, you can hear it, you can smell it. It is just all over the place. And I think, you know, when you're surrounded by people and you invest the time and the energy and the finances to go to these things, it is so worth it. And I really promote it as, you know, I really like to position it as an investment, because it's an investment in you. And so, you know, we're so blessed to have people like you, Princess Adelia, who has stepped up to provide forums such as this and platforms such as this for people to come together and really understand that we are one and that there is something better for us than just getting by. And, you know, you did mention that you are going to be holding a transformational forum this November 19th in Detroit, Michigan. Can you tell our listeners more about that?
Yes, we are very excited. We actually, we had people reach out to us from all over the place. And we're also going to be airing you, Pauline, the information that you sent, so they'll hear you as well. And a very powerful speech. We're breaking it up this time. It's going to be very uniquely done, where we will break it off into segments. We will first concentrate on the spirit, and we have some great speakers that are coming that are a part of that. Myself, Dr. Carrie Ford. We also have you, Pauline Victoria, a star Baba Tune is sending information in as well. We will also then be, as it relates to the mind, we are doing a two-part mind segment, workshop and segment. And that is, we're going to first, I will be speaking on the power of the mind. And then we have a health panel that consists of about four doctors, myself, Dr. Tracy Robinson, as well as Dr. Michael Brown, and also we have a psychiatrist that is also coming. We have gone to a facility, and they will just be sending one of their psychiatrists there, so that's why I can't say the name today. But they will be coming to sit on the panel to talk about also the power of the mind as it relates to the health. We'll be addressing the issue of depression and stress, because it is very, very, very strong in today's economy, and there are individuals that are just dying of heart attacks. I've had four just in my circle recently. So it's a very, very important subject that has to be done. And so we have a panel. We have one of the doctors, a chiropractor, and it's very interesting the relationship of the mindset as it relates to how our internal organs operate, and even our spine. It's just phenomenal. We have the naturopathic doctor, myself as a metaphysician, and we will be talking, and the psychiatrist, and they will talk about the natural, well, we should say the statistical way you know, the traditional way, excuse me, of proceeding with the healing of quote-unquote depression and stress versus it being handled the natural way and using the power that we all have from within. So that panel, that health and wellness segment, is going to be tremendous. Then we will also deal with finance. So we have financial literacy and awareness, which will be done by Miss Alicia. She will come to do that. We will be addressing foreclosures and home ownership. The National Home Buyers is also a part of the forum, and Dina Harris will be there to speak. And our MC, which I forgot to share, also Lauren Hudson will also be on that panel. Our MC is also Lauren Hudson, who is an Emmy Award news reporter, which previously was from Detroit, UPN 50, and she has left Detroit as far as residency, but her heart is still here, so we're very happy that she is going to be here to MC and also inspire as she is MCing throughout the program. We also have the NSE group, which that will be after our first segment of the program. And in our NSE group, they are a young youth group, which they have pushed past all type of barriers in their life, poverty and just horrible situations that they have had to push past, but they are very strong and they have gone after their dream, and they're going to entertain us as we eat lunch and all of that great stuff, and then go into the second segment, and we will be in the second segment, we will have workshop format, and also we will be sharing with some of our vendors. It's going to be awesome. There will be positive. People will come out as positive thinkers. We have also, I forgot, Stacey N.C. Grant also is a part of the forum. So we're very excited.
Oh, my
very,
gosh.
Very, very excited. Yeah.
Go feed, yes, go feed your mind, body, soul. Have fun and play with the youth. I mean, that just sounds so, so exciting. I wish I could be there in more than just spirit, but, you know, soon we'll be reunited. So.
Yes, yes, and it's free. So this is a free form, and you just cannot beat it. There has to be change.
And what time does it start?
Registration is at 8:30, and the forum begins at 9 o'clock. And in at 4.
Oh, wow. You are going to fit so much in just 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But
this
it's
is
awesome,
like
though.
Boot camp for transformation. So, you know,
oh,
get
yeah.
ready. Again, it's an investment. And if it's a free forum or a free event, oh, my
yes.
gosh, there's nothing stopping you. Even if you have to pay for travel to get over there, there is, you know, it's free. And to,
yeah.
believe me, the experience that you can have at one of these types of events, it really is transformational from the inside out. And I would highly suggest you going there and taking advantage of this event. And, you know, people are investing your heart, time, and energy into this, Princess Odelia, to make this happen for people, and I'm so grateful for that. So my hat's off to you, and thank you so much for doing that.
Thank
so
you.
Now it's just, you know, opportunities come and into our lives, and sometimes it's just a matter of us saying yes to that opportunity in order for transformation to happen and change to happen. So if you're unsatisfied with where your life is right now, this would be a great opportunity to make it change a different path, and you can do that anytime, and it can start on November 19th.
Yes.
So I would highly suggest it. So, you know, again, if you are interested in attending and learning more about that, you can go to bountifulgroup.com. And I did go there and I did see the event there, and all the logistics of the address and everything is there. So it is at the Wayne County Community College. So if you're listening, please make it a priority. Make yourself a priority in your life and work on yourself, and this would be a great place to start. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners before we close, Princess Adelia?
I would. I would just like to first invite, we have reached out to the homeless shelters, and there are a lot of homeless youth that are on the streets now, 18 to 25 young adults, families that are there. We have reached out, and we want to invite you to come. There's no person left behind here. This is for adults and for youth. So we invite you to come. This here is transformational. It has to start from within. Understand that there is nothing that you cannot do. And the only thing that will cause for your dream not to come to pass is if you change your mind. That is the power of our mind. It's really up to us to make a choice to stand firm, to know what we are first, and then move forward beyond all limitations, as Pauline says. So just do it, make a choice. Get online. If you want us to come to you, your city, your state, your church, your community center, whatever it is, please request us, and we will fit this in. We are touring for 10 years, so get on schedule and know that we love you and know that it is possible, but you must be transformed before you transcend to your life's true purpose.
Wow. All right. Thank you so, so much. I'm extremely blessed and grateful to have you as my friend and as a guest on our show in order to bring this message to people. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So thank you for requesting to be on my show again. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I know lives, billions and billions of lives are going to be changed worldwide, and I'm so excited to see it happen. And, you know, for our listeners, again, I would highly encourage you going to bountifulgroup.com. I'm just going to go ahead and spell that. That's BountifulGroup.com. And, of course, you can always visit me at PaulineVictoria.com and more currently at LivingBeyondLimitations.com. Right now we are at the very beginning stages. We have some blogs up there, but we are doing a radio show and on Motivational Radio, and I would love for you to come and visit us at Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on MotivationalRadio.com. Again, it's called Living Beyond Limitations, and stay tuned for many, many more announcements. I'm so excited for us to be able to help you live beyond your limitations and really commit to the courage that is within. So until next time, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Commitment to Courage. To learn more about Pauline Victoria, visit www.paulinevictoria.com and sign up to receive free updates. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Eastern. And remember, as you continue to live your life and as you listen in each Monday, know that you always have the courage within you to live a life of victory.